This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, joining us on the show now, my television broadcast partner from ACC Network Extra, former University of Miami Hurricane, Huicho Hernandez, University of Miami, on to the NCAA tournament, second year under J.D. Arteaga. They reached the NCAA tournament. They will open up on Friday against Alabama, 41-16 Crimson Tide, 16-14 conference record. We'll get to that matchup in just a little bit. But for the University of Miami, their 50th NCAA tournament. Obviously, expectations are always very high for the University of Miami, but in his second year as the manager, as the skipper, as the caretaker of the program, JD takes them into the NCAA tournament. So that has to be significant, I think, for him and progress for the program.
Yeah, no doubt, Joe. I'll start by saying Hurricane fans, Hurricane alumni, the local community, everyone expects and holds this program at the highest of standards. So despite the Hurricanes making it back to the Field of 64, you know, it's there's no doubt progress. There's no doubt it's going in the right direction. But, you know, it's not, I don't think a lot of people are celebrating because they're like, hey, wait a minute, this is a program that expectation, minimum expectation was always get to Omaha, and that's how this program was judged. Now, that being said, JD did take over a program last year. A lot of players left that team. A lot of players got drafted. He had a couple guys transfer, and by the time he got the job, it was late. There wasn't really a lot he could have done to change last year's team, so he did the best he could. He went out to his credit and his staff's credit and really loaded up and changed things around. And they went from a team that didn't even, you know, play 500 baseball last year to a team that, you know, was, you know, 8-9 games, whatever it was, over 500 this year and making it to the regional. So I do think from a caretaker of the program, as you mentioned, they're definitely going in the right direction. Are they where anyone wants them to be today? No, of course not. But, you know, you can't the days of dominance are it's tough now. It's a different game, especially with the portal and NIL. And I'm very proud of what JD did this year. And I think, again, they're definitely heading in the right direction.
They were propelled into this tournament by a month of April and part of May, where over about a 20-game period, they went 15-5, including 10 straight wins inside the ACC. Now, did not finish very strong, lost six of their last seven, but that month and a half that they played really good baseball is why they're in this tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. And you and I were fortunate enough to cover most of those games in the ACC when they played at home, and we saw a different type of team. You know, the team we saw to start the season, you know, weren't getting the key hits. Cuvée started the season as a normal college player. He only hit over 300 slightly and had a few home runs only, not much. And then he caught fire and he became the Cuvée that we all know and finished with an incredible year once again. But to me, the big change was the rotation, the starting rotation. They put the two freshmen in the rotation. They were definitely a big change. And then Waters going back to the closer role was a huge, huge way to finish games for the Hurricanes. So that carried them. I mean, that stretch was as good as any stretch by any team this year. And, you know, as it proved, that was good enough to get them to the tournament because that's what got them in.
I had a stretch, Weecho. You talk about University of Miami history. For me, I had a stretch of 26 years of doing regionals on the radio. Now, we don't follow them on the radio play-by-play anymore, but 26 years of regionals. And what has taught me is that anything is possible in these regionals. The University of Miami had some good teams get knocked out. They had some teams that came together at the right time. Also, through the years, regional play has changed. Now we have regionals and we have super regionals. We have the World Series and a double elimination tournament in the World Series, then best two out of three. It's harder than ever to claim the championship. That being said, Miami goes into this thing against an Alabama team that is not much more different than Miami, 16-14 in conference play. Starting pitching earned run average is well over five, hit 91 home runs. The starting pitchers, it doesn't look like there's a dominant starting pitcher for them. So to me, it looks like a fairly even matchup for Miami.
Yeah, they do match up well. And I do think when you look at Miami and where they landed, if you had to pick the first round, I like their chances in the first round. I mean, they're matched up well against everyone they're potentially going to face. But that first match against Alabama, obviously the Alabama's record, they won over 40 games. So this is a team, regardless of what they did in the SEC, you know, just slightly over 500, they obviously proved they know how to win games. And you go back to Miami this year, they had their struggles just winning games, especially early on where they lost, you know, some midweek games to teams that they should have beaten. So to Alabama's credit, they've done that. You know, you win 40-plus games, you're winning a lot of games. Obviously, 16-14, the SEC, as you just mentioned, not the best record, but the SEC is also considered, if not the premier conference, one of the premier conferences alongside with the ACC. So it should be fun. I think ACC-SEC matchup to start the regional, JD's first regional trip. It should be a lot of excitement on Friday.
And you got to imagine, Hugis gets to start against Alabama. He's been Miami's number one starter all year. And the one thing about Hugis is you know that he's going to give you a great fight. Now, it'd be important for him to get off to a great start. We saw that in his second to last start in the ACC tournament. He got a rocky outing against Cal. He's had plenty of time to rest, but he's got to give him a great start.
Yeah, and you're right. Down the stretch, he had a couple of rocky outings. But Hugis, no doubt in my mind, gets the start against Alabama. As you mentioned, had been the ace throughout the season. I think for him, you know, he's got good stuff on the mound. And when I say for him, I'd probably for the staff, I felt this year that they gave up too many base hits with 0-2, 1-2 counts. You got to hit on 0-2, 1-2. You got to find a way to bury them. And for whatever reason, this staff had a hard time this year. At least it felt like that to me as covering the games. When they got 0-2, 1-2, saw a lot of two-strike base hits. And then the second thing is, you got two outs in an inning, you got to close that inning out. You got to find a way to, you know, shut it down. And a lot of times we saw those two-out walks or two-out hit batter, you know, find a way to come around and score a run. And those are the two things, I think, from a pitching staff standpoint. If they can clean that up, you know, they'll have a pretty good shot.
You understand the history of this program as well as anybody. It's very good that Miami is back in the NCAA tournament. I think it's good for college baseball. We know what the expectations are. And one of the reasons the expectations are so high is because over the last 50 years, things that the University of Miami has accomplished, if you really dig down into it and see the things that Miami accomplished in 50 years, for example, 5 years in a row of College World Series trips, or 13 straight wins in tournament play, or 10 years of 60-plus wins, whatever each little synopsis might be, the things they have accomplished over the years, I put my money on this. No other school is going to be able to do it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This baseball program, I would say, had one of the best historical runs of any sport. And I remember, you know, a few years back, I was invited to this first pitch banquet at UM. I want to say it was for the 2018 team. And during that banquet, I did some research on, hey, just how good is this program? And I know the history. I played. I'm part of the history. I was completely amazed at the run that this program went on from that 82 year all the way to Coach Morris and his success and the frequency of visits to Omaha. I mean, this is a program that just absolute tear for so long. And that's kind of what you're fighting against now, right? You were so good for so long that it almost became an expectation. It became boring. And look, I'm a fan as well as you are. Like, I'm the first one that will say, hey, if they don't get to Omaha, you know, what's the big deal? Like, Omaha's kind of where you got to be. So I think that's what we're up against. But you're right, Joe. This is you go back at any sport, and very few programs have had the run that this baseball program had, starting with Frazier and, of course, into Coach Morris.
All right, we'll see what happens. Friday, Canes play Alabama, 3 o'clock, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Miami and the Hattiesburg Regional will take on the Crimson Tide of Alabama. As always, Weecho, great having you on the show. Thank you very much, and we'll be talking.
Thank you, Joe, and go Canes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.